Coach, your thoughts on what I think everybody would agree on was a great game.
That was good. I mean, the whole thing is I'm really proud of how everybody played. Everybody played with good emotion. We played with passion. And like I said, now we just got to hope we can keep that taste and keep it rolling. You know, because, we play like that. If we play like that, we're going to be playing for a long time.
What was the difference between this game and the game that you played down here? I mean, what were the bigger differences? Obviously, there was a ton of them.
Well, I don't understand it, but they didn't come down double down at Keenan down there either, and we didn't really take full advantage of it. Tonight we did, and then we kind of fed off of that, and our defense was way, way better. Way, way better. The points in the paint tonight, now they still got quite a few, but they got quite a few at the end of the game when we were kind of trying to just not let them get three, so that's a huge, huge difference.
How would you rank this game as far as the games you've played this season overall-wise?
Well, it's hard to rank them, but I think the biggest thing is when you get a good win like this and playing at the level and having all eight guys really contribute, that we can feed off of that now going on the road and keep on going. Because if we play like that, we got a chance to be playing for quite a while.
Justin, congratulations on the career day. You played down there, you had a pretty good game, but when you come up here, with their personnel, did you feel like you could have a big day today?
Yeah, like Coach said, when we were down there, they didn't double me, and I didn't take advantage of it. And we kind of talked as a team after that game, and the team kind of gave me confidence to just, if somebody was guarding me one-on-one, that they was behind me if I was taking a shot. And so I felt a lot more comfortable with this game of just playing and scoring when I needed to, one-on-one.
You've been player of the week in the Gliac 3 straight weeks. Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little bit about just the overall team aspect as far as the way the offense is running and the way you've been able to get the ball and do something with it?
I'll say the team is just getting it down to me when I need it, like when I'm getting my seal, but they're also moving when they throw the ball down there. So when I need to pass it out, it's a lot more difficult to score if they just pass it down and stare or just look. But they're doing a great job moving and giving me the ball when I ask for it and when I'm open.
Darian, you've been out of the starting lineup lately. You're back in the starting lineup today. Your game been kind of hit or miss a little bit, but then you had a big second half. What was the difference for you in the second half? Did you feel like your game kind of coming back?
Yeah, I feel like it is. I just wanted to step up and just hit the open shot whenever I had it. But I'm just really trying to get the team involved, just play my role. And, when the shot's there, just take it. So get inside, feed off Keenan. That's how we go win.
About 2.5 minutes ago, you guys were up by three. It was still pretty early in the shot clock. You stepped up. There was a little bit of a gap.
Yeah.
Maybe your defense showed a lot of confidence in taking that. Did you hesitate at all there? Because, you missed that. That's a big miss.
No, I didn't hesitate. I got confidence in my jump shot. And like you said, it was a big gap. And I don't know. They just lost me, I guess.
So
I
big gap. And then, you got a 46% three-point shooter shooting a shot. Yeah. You give that to me any day of the week.
I'm all set.
Hey, Zeke, thanks so much.